said, I hope I do not founder you today. Give you so much food, it cripples you. That's what they did. They used to feed horses too much food and they would get crippled, crippling them. Well, there's a lot today. As you know, I've got books all over in front of me, my writings, my original thesis from my doctor's thesis in 1980 on the book of Revelation, which I've had to change quite a little bit in my thinking. We're talking about the end times. The book of Revelation is about eschatology, isn't it? The whole book of Enoch was eschatology, pretty much. The book of Jude is eschatology, 1st and 2nd Peter eschatology, 1st Thessalonians, which is where we're going to go right away. And by the way, we're studying all the parables in the Bible, but we're right at the end of this book. And of course, my book is worn out, as you can see, completely taped together, everything else. And I'm glad it's worn out because I'm going all the way through, finished the book. We never finished it in seminary at all. We're on page, if you want to read where we are, we're on page 363, all the way over to page 365. Now, we're not going to read that. I don't have time for that. I don't. I don't have time for that. But you can read that later. We're going to go right straight to the Bible. We're going to talk about the end times. The end times, basically, is Islam versus Jehovah. Did you hear that? The end times is Islam versus Jehovah. That's the story. The story is Islam versus Jehovah. Now, Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world. Many women are being converted to Islam with the false idea that women are greatly exalted in Islam, which is the biggest lie that could ever be. Men are greatly exalted in Islam. A man can have 4 legal Muslim wives and all the concubines that he can afford. That's sex slaves. Slavery is alive and well in America through this practice. You go down in Bakersfield and you see them there, I mean, with their Medi-Cal cards and all of this, and go to the Smart and Final grocery stores and you will see all of this going on. You'll see these 3 or 4 women and filling up grocery carts full of orange juice and milk and things, and with all their food stamps and things. And I told you here a while back, I believe it was you, that I told that the Mormon religion and the what we call the polygamist areas in Utah, there's a welfare is alive and well in Utah in the polygamists. The legitimate polygamists, what we might call legitimate polygamists, those that are really believers in Mormonism, they will have 2 or 3, 4 wives, maybe 5 wives. Okay? And they'll live and they're out in the country in their own farms and stuff, and all the guys are happy and the women are happy and everything. The ones that are abusing this so-called, and I'm not condoning that by any means, okay? But some people really believe that. But what gets them on the law books is when a guy has 10 wives or more. And they're out there, he buys 20 acres, and he puts mobile homes all over the place, and little these little jumping trampolines out there for the kids to be, give them something to do, and they're going and collecting all the checks. Will they get their welfare, food stamps, so they're not starving? They get their medical treatment because of Medi-Cal, so they're being taken care of, but daddy gets all the money. And when they see a man got over 10 wives. Now, the program of jihad without violence. Did you hear that? Jihad is a struggle without violence, is that they will immigrate into all the different countries And they will have so many children within 20 or 30 or 40 years that they have will outnumber and outpopulate the Christians or any other society or whatever in that country. And they will outvote and bring in Sharia law. And what is Sharia law? Sharia law is Muhammad's law for society. Islam is not a religion, so to speak. It is a political with a government and a constitution. And that constitution in Islam is Sharia. And America is Sharia compliant. And what I'm doing today is even being censored because I'm speaking out plainly about a problem that we have. We can either become victims or we can become heroes. And I don't mean going out and carrying guns and shooting all these people. In the end, maybe that's what will have to happen because that's what their program is. If you can't politically outmaneuver men, you kill them violently. Now, to bring in Sharia law, Oklahoma just a few years ago voted for no judge in the state of Oklahoma to recognize Sharia law. And a judge overturned it. Oklahoma. Texas, the same thing. Sharia law. If you go to a bank, that's Sharia compliant. Okay, you know what that a bank that's Sharia compliant. A bank that's Sharia compliant will not charge interest to any Muslim. You cannot do that. So everybody else has got to pay enough interest to support the Muslim community. Now you're already supporting them with your taxes. You're already allowing them to come in your country, whether you want to or not. Okay? And in the Muslim world, there are denominations. Did you know that? Denominations. Like Baptists and Methodists and Presbyterian and etc. Okay? Well, the the Sunni and the Shiites are the two major ones. But there's one thing that unites them all. Okay? Is how you act. The Traveler's Guide, which I did not bring with me. It's about this thick. That's how you apply Sharia law wherever you are in the world. Now, we've had a lot of trouble in America. Europe already had it. England's got it. France has been devastated. Denmark, all these countries. Austria, this last week, is closing some mosques there. Now, you are an infidel. All of us are infidels according to Muslim world. And if you're living in an infidel society, no matter what you do in infidel society, in this infidel societies, these kafirs, if you rape a woman, that's fine. You haven't committed a crime. If you go out with 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 Arab boys and you pick on this girl and you rape her, it's okay. In these places, in Europe, where this is going on, they can't even prosecute these people. They will get up in arms and they will cry discrimination. We're the victims. We're the victims. We're being discriminated against. Have you heard that before? Don't dare bash the Quran. I wouldn't burn the Quran. I got 4 or 5 Qurans. I've read them a bunch of times. But the greatest evidence against Muhammad and Islam is the Quran. It's a book of violence and jihad and terror. Muhammad, before he died, he said, strike terror in their hearts wherever you go. Lay for them and wait. Kill them, murder them. Bring the whole world under one religion. The whole world can only stand one religion, and that is Islam. Now, under all of these Shia and Sunni and everything else. I mean, there's quite a few denominations. One thing will unite them. One thing will reunite them. And that's Amadi, the beast, and Issa, the false prophet. When that mighty comes forth, all of them accept that. They will all unite and come together. And there we are in the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation. Okay? In 2 Thessalonians 2 and 1, now we request you, brethren, with regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together unto Him. What is that? That's the rapture. After the rapture, right here, hell's going to break loose on this earth. And the players are already here, people. There's a lot of unbelievers here, aren't there? There's more unbelievers here in Taxby than there are believers, aren't there? All of them get to stay. And all the Muslims get to stay. Except for the babies. And the rapture. I believe the rapture is pre-tribulation. And the church and all the saved are raptured up. And now, what is withholding the Antichrist, the Mahdi, and all this from coming into and taking power in the world today? What is it that withholds? Let's look. That you may not be quickly shaken from your composure, or be disturbed by either spirit or a message or a letter as from us to the effect that the day of the Lord has already come. Let no one in any way deceive you, for it will not come unless the apostasy comes first. Has the apostasy come? Look at the religious world. Look, especially, we look back in church history, we see Catholicism. How that they beat up these true believers for all of these years. Catholicism killed between 50 and 100 million Christians. Islam has gone way beyond that. But 270 million plus. Maybe 271 million by now. But it will happen. How many people in the end will be killed in the tribulation period? I want you to answer me. Well, how many people? Out of how many Gentiles will be killed? Five out of every six Gentiles will die. That means what? Six? This means one-sixth of the Gentile world is going to be left. The world is going to be depopulated. And how many Jews are going to die? What out percent?
Two
out of every three Jews. Three Jews? One left. 1%. One-third left, that is. Let no one in any way deceive you that it will not come unless the apostasy comes first and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction. And I believe this here is definitely talking about the Mahdi to come. Now all Islam will unite with the Mahdi. He who opposes and exalts himself above every so-called God. Remember what happened with Muhammad in the in Mecca and the Kaaba, he made them take down all the other gods. And those gods were signatures of all those Arab tribes. And he took them down and he destroyed them, all except for Issa and Mara in his own language. Jesus and Mary. See, Jesus was really virgin born, but he had no purpose in this world, nor was he God's son or the son of God or any plan of redemption, nor was he a perfect man in any way. Muhammad is the only perfect man according to Islam. Okay? Now let's go on. As an object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, displaying himself as being God. And do not remember that while I was still with you, I was telling you these things. And you know what restrains him now? What restrains him now? Remember, I asked you that question. This is the answer. So that in his time he may be revealed. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work, and only he who now restrains will do so until he is what? Taken out of the way. What is that? The work of the Holy Spirit as a comforter will be removed, and the church is gone. What I'm doing today is warning you, wherever you are in the world, and you that are in Europe and in the Middle East, you know that there is no freedom and women have no rights at all in Islam. This is all a false lie screen, a smoke screen. There is no religion in the world, except for Islam, that has a public campaign telling you that they do not believe what they believe and they do not practice what they practice. There is no religion in the world will have a tremendous propaganda campaign telling you that they do not believe what they believe and they do not practice what they practice. And what are the sayings that are so terrible in the West that they don't believe and that they do practice, that they do believe and that they do practice? One of them is female mutilation. Every female girl, Muslim girl, must be mutilated sexually. Circumcised is what it's called. Do they practice that? Yes, they practice it. They say they practice it? No. But they go for trips and they go for visits back home, and when they come back, they are mutilated. Muhammad said he wouldn't touch a woman that wasn't mutilated sexually. What else do they practice that they say they don't practice? If you convert from Islam to Christianity, you have a death sentence. Do they practice this? Yes, they practice it. America has had a real weird influence in the Middle East. We have gone over there and we have changed the structure, political structures, from what we call tribalism, and we set up little different governments. Iraq, Afghanistan, and all these places we've gone and we have fought, and our men shed their blood for the cause of America and to liberate these people. And what do they do? Wherever they go, every government is set up under Sharia law. We feed them, we take care of them, and they're Sharia law. And they come over here and they say, we will not go by your constitution. They go to France, we will not go by your constitution. Great Britain, we will not go by your constitution. Netherlands, Denmark, wherever they are, Germany. I said Australia was closing like six or eight, Austria was closing six or eight mosques. And they were saying, we had enough of our women being raped. We've had enough of no-go zones. Do we have them in America? Yes. We do. You can be either be armed with this knowledge or you can become a victim of it. One or the other. You can either become a hero and tell others about it, or you can become a victim. Heroes or victims. Islam versus Jehovah. Now, why did I use that title, Islam versus Jehovah? Islam, profession of faith, is Shahada Khan says, there is no God but Allah. There is no Jehovah. There is no Jesus. There is no God but Allah, and He has no companion. He has no son. That's a complete blasphemy against the Bible. And Muhammad is His messenger or apostle. Jesus is out of the way. Muhammad shares many of the what we call the names of Allah. Every time you will see Muhammad in any depiction in the Islamic world, guess what? You're going to see him. He's going to be veiled. They will not look upon his face, veiled. Any movie that has Muhammad in it, The Message, whatever, where Anthony Quinn played so many years ago and everything, you will never see Muhammad. You will never hear his voice. He's too sacred and too holy. And how do they refer to God? As a many-veiled Allah. The word Muhammad means the glorious one, the praised one. And when they say his name, PBUH, praise be upon him, That means may Allah pray to him. May all the angels pray to him. In Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14, we have Satan exalting himself. I think he exalted himself so much in the person of Muhammad, and will yet, because Ahmadi will be a direct descendant through his daughter Fatima. He will be a direct descendant of Muhammad in this world, and he will be the reincarnation of Muhammad. And he will be the perfect man. He will be the one that he said he ascended into heaven. Remember? Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14. Remember what it says? Is this biblical prophecy being twisted up and Satan slapping the world or God's face and saying, see, I'm more powerful than you. I will be worshipped as God. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work, and only he who restrains will do it until he is taken out of the way. And then that lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will slay with the breath of his mouth and bring to an end by the appearance of his coming. And that is the one who is coming in according to the activity, the energizing of Satan, with all power and signs and false wonders, with all the deception of wickedness, for those who perish because they do not receive the love of the truth as to be saved. When that one is taken out of the way, these have rejected. I think the greatest revival in what we might call the Christian world will be them listening to discovertheword.com maybe, and listening to these very messages that you're hearing today. I don't know how long they will stay out there after this takes place. Randall says, well, maybe they'll put them in their iPods or something and save them, and they'll hear the preaching of God's Word and the warning that was here today so they can be saved. I think the greatest revival will take place after the first day, the first hours after the rapture. But what will they face? Jihad. Islam versus Jehovah. Will there be believers? Yes. The Mahdi is going to make, according to Islam, and I'm giving all this stuff just concentrated. There is no one book that I'm reading from or anything except the Bible. The compilation is a stack of books over this deep of what I'm giving you the information from. All the parables in the Bible has none of this information. None of it. In the last days, Islam says that there will be a Mahdi, the direct descendant of Muhammad. There will be a beast, and there will be a prophet. The Bible talks about the Antichrist, the beast, and what? The false prophet, or the Antichrist. Muslim world says the Jaizah will come first. And that's the Antichrist. He's going to come first. Their Antichrist. I think their Antichrist is our Christ. Everything that is good in the Bible is bad in Islam, and everything that is bad in Islam is good in the Bible. Remember that. What it will usher in the end times will be the coming of this Mahdi, and all of Islam will accept him. It says in verse 11, for this reason God will send upon them a deluding influence that they might believe a lie and be damned, in order that they all may be judged who do not believe in the truth, but took pleasure in this wickedness. Now, let's go to book of Revelation. To the book of Revelation. Not Revelations, but Revelation. Verses 1 through 3 are description of the Antichrist.
Which chapter?
Revelation 13. And I saw out of the sea, Thalasse, out of the sea. This sea here is what it's talking about. What is this sea talking about? What water? Sound of many what? People. People. Now, there is a term in Islam that is called Al Jazeera, which means the sea of the sand, or the sea of the desert. Now, in Arabia and in Damascus, Syria, that is where the Mahdi will come from. The beast will come out of the sea of Arabia. Okay? And so will come this Jesus that they will have, their Jesus. Their Jesus is not our Jesus, by the way. No way. They'll tell you it is. Let's go and pray together. Let's agree. And if we agree, we have to agree that there is no God but Allah and He has no son. That's their agreements. That's what we have to agree to if we come together with them. And all I saw out of the sea, a Therion. Therion is a swift-running killing machine. There was one Chinese emperor, jihadist, so to speak, that killed hundreds of thousands of people a day. For like 5 years, he completely depopulated districts of China. When Muhammad's religion went into India and Egypt, they killed millions of people. Wherever they went, they killed millions. And then they come up with another strategy. They're going to go in there and outpopulate everybody and demand that every government recognizes Sharia as their government, as their constitution. So there we have what? What is that called? What is that called politically? Military. A fifth column. That is where you go in and you build up and you turn the people away. You, like Nazism. Hitler's you. You brainwash them from within. And you smile in their faces, but hate them in your heart. Curse them in your behind their back. That's what's going on. That's what the traveler's guide said. It's wherever they go. Coming up, having horns, Kerata. We get our word carrot from that. Having horns, 10, and head, 7. Now, these horns are places of power, aren't they? And how many? Head, 7. 7 leaders over 10 nations, maybe. 7 rulers. Evil perfected in 7 countries. And upon the horns of him, 10 diadems. That means places where they have conquered. Islam sends out settlers. What is a settler? Up in Fish Lake Valley, they have Settlers Way. At one time, that's where they come and civilized, so-called, the country. I have news for them. This country was already civilized before the white man ever came here. But it was taken over by settlers, wasn't it? Settlers. They borrowed that term, settlers. They go in and they settle an area. They build a mosque. And that is holy ground for them. All of Islam will defend it. Are you learning something? Mm-hmm. Are you being armed? You need to be armed. You need to understand, because this is right in front of us. We're living in this today. It says, now this is figurative language. I want you to understand this. We're going to go and look at Muhammad's beast. This is figurative language. He's a land shark. He's a Therion, a swift moving, the fastest running cat is what? A cheetah. And take them down with that long claw and they rip their prey. That's what God calls this Antichrist. Now, that's figurative speaking. We have parabolic language here, don't we? I want, when I come to Muhammad just tried to outshine the Bible. to accept this was a swift running. What's the fastest growing religion in the world and the largest religion? There's over 2.5 billion Muslims in the world. And how many Christians? Very few real Christians. This beast I saw, like a leopard. What does a leopard do? Sneak up on you, won't it? You get in the tree and jump down on top of you. Remy Calvitri up here just over this mountain one time. Diamondback rattlesnake, some of the big ones will weigh 38 pounds. Did you know that? And some of them 8 to 10 feet long. We got some pretty big rattlesnakes. I killed rattlesnakes 6 to 7 feet here, 6 to 7.5 feet, something like that. Old Remy Calvitri was riding. He used to have a great big cowboy hat. He's an Indian, lived up there I showed Maryland where he lived. I used to go up there and take him groceries and things, and lion hunting, coon hunting, bear hunting, everything all over that country. Remick was riding his horse one time. He rode under this big tree, and a rattlesnake fell out right on top of his head. A diamondback rattlesnake can swim several miles down a big river. They lay a big track. Now, Maryland, we went out to Teresa Plains, didn't we? Mm-hmm. And out in Teresa Plains, we saw a diamondback track. You know, when I was racing cars back in the 50s and 60s, 7- and 8-inch tire was a pretty wide tire. Now they got 11, 12, 14-inch, 15, 16-inch tires, you know, on these race cars and things. I was out there walking, out there at Teresa Plains, and I saw a rattlesnake track that was that wide. And I said, Marilyn, look at this. And I grabbed my gun. And I was going hunting. No, no, no! She'd hollered and screamed, don't go after that. Well, I'm going to tell you something. We're going after a beast that's powerful. A beast that is stealthy. I didn't go after the rattlesnake because Marilyn was crying and was bawling and going on. Oh, she thought I was going to get killed.
In tall grass.
That's right.
I couldn't see it.
Gary up there in Fish Lake Valley, one time the last snake, rattlesnake I cooked and ate up there, Gary was with me in Fish Lake Valley, and we went walking from our property, and we were down there in Rattlesnake Run. Like from where I lived all the way to Wright Road is Rattlesnake Run. I went out there and we killed a lot of rattlesnakes. I killed hundreds of rattlesnakes in that country. I had a gallon jar of rattlesnake rattles. Some of them that long. I was out there one time and I heard this rattlesnake. I said, Gary, don't move. I just moved around and kept looking where he hung. And there he was under this bush right by where we had just walked. He was a big one. He was only like 4.5 feet. He was big, but he was not a monster. Well, I was going to kill him and eat him. But now a rattlesnake will bite himself sometimes when you shoot him. If he bites himself, you don't eat him. So I went out there, and I used to go like this. I was real fast. I'd go like that, and they'd strike, and I'd stop their head off if I was on Blacktop Road or something. I did that up in Glenville Road a lot of times. You got to make sure you don't get one of them fangs through your foot or your boot. I kept doing this for our rattlesnake, trying to get his head up so I could shoot his head off. Daddy said, you're going to get killed, you're out here and I can't carry you back. Dad, please, please don't do this. I said, what's wrong with you, Gary? You saw me kill 1,000 rattlesnakes. What's wrong with you, boy? He said, but Dad, I don't know, but I'm afraid. I'm afraid you're going to get bit. Well, I got him. We carried him down and we cooked him. And I have his rattlesnake hide out there in the shop down here. Mm-hmm. Nahash. That's the word in Hebrew, isn't it? Stealthy, deceiving serpent. What we're dealing with is that type of a thing, an entity. The leopard is stealthy, nocturnal creature, graceful to stalk and kill. This is a figure of speech. The Antichrist is not a leopard. The Antichrist is not a Therion. But that's the type that he is. This is a figure. This is a picture of him. This is a parable of him, okay? And the feet of him like a orco. Arco. There was a book called Arco one time about the bear. Mm-hmm. The grizzly, a California grizzly. I read that to Dakota and she loved it. Arco. A bear. Now a bear, we had a bear come down in Fish Lake Valley right to the community center the other day and leave some tracks. But I've seen what bear can do. Dogs to get after a bear. What they call the black bear? The black bear are not near as powerful as what they call the mato in the Hebrew. Not Hebrew, but in Greek. Greek and Lakota. I'll get it straight now. I've got too many languages in my head. And Lakota is a mato. And that means the big bear. The big one. The big bear. The mato Wakam, the holy bear, the powerful bear. The grizzly bear's got claws that long. Black bear's got claws this long. I haven't fought grizzly bears in the close range. I have black bear. And how many of you have ever been to a baseball playing? You ever hear anybody could swing a bat that may go woof, woof? I used to do that. Babe Ruth. That's what the bear claws sound like when they're striking, and the lions too. A bear could just cut a dog to smithereens with those dull-looking claws. Just slice like you're cutting them with a straight razor. And they can go up to your car. You go up in bear country in the car. We went up there in bear country the other day, didn't we, Maryland? We went up there to Trail Canyon where I used to live for 4 different years. And it says, beware, black bear habitat. They are very powerful. You're in a wild place. Is that what it said?
Mm-hmm.
Be prepared, you're in a wild place. We're living in a wild world today, people. A war is waging. And the Holy Spirit isn't out of the way yet, either. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when he's gone? People out there, if you hear this message after the rapture, this is what you've got to face. This motto. This terrible, big bear. That's what the Bible says. Aku. The California grizzly was the largest bear. The last one they killed up by Fresno in 1920-something was 20-some-odd 100 pounds. It was the most terrible and big grizzly in the world, and that they brought them to extinction.
Yeah, I've seen the grizzly one out in Alaska.
Yeah.
But it was stuffed, it was 14 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. There were big ones there. Those big, they're all brown bear. All grizzlies are brown bear.
Yeah.
Long claws is what they call them among my people. Long
claws.
Long claws. Long claws. Long claws. Black bear, short claws, but they're still powerful. They can go up to your car and they can reach right there and just rip the door open. And take that metal like it was a tin can, or like you're opening it with a tin can, with a can opener. I remember my friend I used to work with at Sunland Refinery, when they came out with the 44 Magnums. Smith & Wesson came out with them, and Ruger came out with a black, with what they call the Super Black Hawk 44 Magnums. He was up in Alaska and he was going to go bear hunting, brown bear hunting. He went out there and he had a scout, and the scout's got really thick metal. He went out there with his 44 Magnum to hunt these grizzlies, these brown bear. He came back and he left his lunch in the car. What's it say about your lunch in the car up there in the wild country of Maryland?
Yeah.
That grizzly had come to his car, and a scout is a very heavy metal, and he said it looked like they went around it with a cutting torch and a can opener and just opened that thing up. He put that gun back in the holster and went home. One big enough.
Need a bigger boat.
The feet of a bear and the mouth, the stoma of a lion. Leon. Leon means sharp eyes, by the way. I'm translating this to you from Greek and just telling you what it says, okay? Is that okay? I'm not boring you with it the whole. This political, military leader is like all these things. He is not a bear. He is not a leopard. He is not a stereo. He is not these things, but he is like this. This is a parabolic teaching. You get the idea of this. Lion, Leon means sharp eyes. But his mouth is like a lion. Now, how many of you have ever played with kitty cats? You have a kitty cat here, a little calico cat. Have you ever had to put your mouth in his finger in his mouth? Look on the back of that cat's tongue. It's got thorns on its tongue. That cat could go out here and kill a rabbit or something if it wanted to. And it could lick the meat right off its bones because it's like a rasp. Now, a lion, that mouth is very powerful. You've got those great big crushing teeth that are powerful. I remember my dog when I lived in Fish Lake Valley. I had a dog named Dog. Okay, a dog named Dog. And it was a compliment because he was half coyote and half cocker spaniel. But he looked just like a border collie. That turned out. And he went up there in Patterson Creek because it was a creek up above where I lived. Now he only has to go down there a few feet, see, but up there he had to go up all the way up Patterson Creek. And up Patterson Creek is notorious for lions. He came home, and he was all crippled up and bleeding. I got out there with my horse clippers. I clipped his hair off because he had real thick hair like a cocker spaniel. And down there you could see a lion's mouth print on him and claws. About 2 years later, he didn't come home. He lived through that one. But the next time, he was cat food. That's what it's talking about here. The life like a man. At the mouth of the lion, and he gave to him, who did? The dragon. The racon. Now, the lion, the devil isn't the dragon, but he is a taanin, isn't he? He's the dragon. That's a figure of speech of what he is. He's an angel. He's called the angel of the lion. He's called the great dragon. He's called the Nahash. He's called the dragon gave the power of him to him. The power of him and the throne of him. And exousia, the power, the dynamis, that's where dynamite comes from. And this dragon gave him this power. And he gave him a throne, his throne, and the Mahdi will rule on this earth. And if you ask Islam how long the Mahdi is going to rule, you know what they'll tell you? 7 years. And what does the Bible say? We're going to get into that. How long is the Antichrist going to rule? 7 years. And let's look at it. We're going to try to go through the 13th chapter here in a few minutes. And the throne of him authority is great authority. Exousia. Exousia means what, Sharon?
It's so much authority that it's total authority.
It's unlimited. No limits. It means out of it. Unlimited. Authority great. How much authority will the Antichrist, this Mahdi, have over the earth? Everything. Amen. All Islam will swear allegiance to him. Right. And one out of the heads of him, as it having been slain unto death. Now, it talks about the seven hills, doesn't it? Seven mountains. That government, the seven mountains, and they all say, oh, it's the seven hills of Rome. Rome isn't in Babylon, is it? Talking about Babylon, isn't it? Babylon. Now, Catholic Church might have been a type of this, Babylon the Great, but we're talking about real Babylon, the real Jezreel, the real Sea of the Sands of the Seas. One of the heads of him having been slain unto death, and the stroke of death. Now, The seven hills of seven empires, seven governments, all the way down. What government was in power? Well, let's go back just a few governments, a few of those hills. Way back yonder, who was the first great king of the Middle East to have all the Middle East under his power? One of the first great kings, not the first one, but Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, Babylonia. Who was after Babylonia? The Medes and the Persians. Who was after the Medes and Persians? Alexander the Great. And who was after Alexander the Great? The Roman Empire. And who was the empire that ruled the Middle East after the Roman Empire? The Ottoman, the Islamic Empire. When did the Ottoman Empire die? March the 3rd, 1922. But that deadly blow will be healed. Because they're taught, what is ISIS all about today? The reestablishing of the caliphate. Now, the caliphate has to be established before Islam can declare war on the world. They must have a caliphate. Right now, they're declaring war on the world by overpopulating every nation, by going in there and having all the kids. They can have 20 kids if they can have them. While you go back in those, go back into, what was the one that they killed over there in Pakistan? Osama bin Laden. He was one of 28 children in his immediate family. You multiply that all over the world, wherever they go, with their four wives and their concubines. Do you see how it's easy to do it? France has got about 1.1 of the French replacing themselves, and you have 20 or 15 or only 10. In 20 years, what have you got? You've got an explosion of population of Islam that are demanding their rights. You go into colleges in America, and we have Iraq, Iran, and Saudi Arabia, and here we have the greatest oil in the world, don't we? And you know what those oil powers are buying in America? They're buying college seats. You go to a college in Minnesota, Michigan, any of those places back there, and you will have a place, a prayer room for those Muslims. And yet you can't carry a Bible on campus. Yep. What's going on here? Jihad. A different form, but now this is the jihad in force, military jihad that we're talking right now. What now we're dealing with, of course, you know, they are killing people all over the world. Every day people are dying, aren't they? You hear about somebody dying every day. You know, in Bakersfield, my son took me out to Bill Lee's in Bakersfield, and while we were there, we had all kinds of gunfire. People killing themselves down there and each other. They had over 60 gang deaths this year so far, and going up every day. That's nothing compared to what's going on in the Middle East countries, wherever Sharia law is. If there's a Christian in those countries, you're what you call, you have to pay jizya, protection money to stay alive. The tax. One out of the head's helm had a death stroke, but it was healed. And that caliphate was reunited and reinstalled. And the whole world wandered after the beast, and they worshipped the dragon through the beast. Because he gave the authority to the beast, they worshipped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast, and who is able to make war with him?" Now, who sits at the right throne of glory above in heaven?
The Lord himself.
Jesus Christ, our Lord, is on the right hand of the throne of God. According to Muhammad, here's the throne of Allah, and on the right hand is Muhammad, the glorious one, the praised one. And he's making, and every time somebody comes before to be judged, they said, what shall we do with him, Muhammad? Who is the only intercessor between God and man? Jesus Christ. Who shall judge all man? Jesus. Do you see how the devil set his man up to take the place of our Savior? And we can't even carry a Bible into a college, but you can have one in the library. There's the Qurans and all of Sunnahs and Hadiths in the Traveler's Guide. Because they were being supported, the college seats are being bought. Islam versus Jehovah. Let's go on a little bit further. Calamity. And he opened up the mouth of him in blasphemies toward God, Jehovah. What does Jehovah mean? He who shall become. And who is Jehovah Elohim? Jehovah Elohim is a whole triune God, isn't it? But who is Jehovah? That's Jesus. You Jehovah Witnesses listen? After the rapture, the Jesus, the Jehovah you were trying to worship is the Jesus you were defaming and blaspheming and saying that he is not Jehovah God. He is Jehovah God. And the mouth of him and blasphemes toward the God to blaspheme the name of him and the tabernacle of him and the ones in the heaven tabernacling. Look at that. And he opened and was given to him blasphemies against God and to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, that is, those who dwell in heaven. The worst shirk that you can commit in the Islamic world is to say Jesus is the Son of God. Did you know that? That's a capital crime. And what is that? What would that be? There is no God. There is no Jehovah but Allah. And Muhammad is his prophet. And Jehovah has no son? Could there be a more perfect blasphemy than that? That's blasphemy. Satan's mouthpiece. That's who it is. Blaspheme in the name of God and his tabernacle of those who will dwell in heaven. And it was given to him power to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and authority over every tribe and people and tongue and nation was given to him. Political, spiritual, military leaders. The church and the state. Where did Muhammad get the idea of the church and state? From the Catholicism that he was born in. And all who dwell upon the earth will worship him. Now, that's a hyperbole. Because there are some that won't. And they're going to die. And those are going to be the victims. The victims. And they will die. And Israel won't at this time, will they? No. And every whose name is not written in from the foundation world in the Lamb's Book of Life, who has been slain, if anyone has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. It didn't say to the churches, did it? Did it? All the way up to the third chapter, through the third chapter, it says, hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Where are the churches? With gone. That bride, with the Lord. If anyone is destined for captivity, captivity goes. If anyone is killed with a sword he must be killed. And here is the preservation of the faith of the saints. And I saw another beast. Two horns like a lamb. Another beast, two horns like a lamb. The false Jesus. Two horns like a lamb. The false Jesus. And he spoke as a dragon. And I saw another beast coming up out of the earth that had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon, and the exercise of all authority of the first beast. In his presence he makes the earth, and those who dwell upon that worship the first beast whose fatal wound was healed. Who's this talking about? The Islamic Empire. They're going to worship. And he performs great signs and even makes fire come down out of heaven and the earth in the presence of men. How could you make fire come out of heaven today with atomic bombs, nuclear weapons? He who deceives those who dwell on the earth because of the signs which he has given them, and performed in presence of the beast, and telling those who dwell upon to make an image to the beast who had the wounds of the sword and was come to life. They're going to move, according to Islam, they're going to move that Kaaba stone from Mecca to Jerusalem, and they're going to build a temple. And according to the Islamic world, they're going to make a 7-year covenant with the Jews, and in the middle of it, they're going to break it. According to the Bible, what's going to happen? Same thing, isn't it? And there was given him to give breath to the image of the beast, and the image of the beast might even speak and cause as many as do not worship the image of the beast to be killed. That's those Christians, and that's those Jews. And he causes all the small and the great and the rich and the poor and the free and the slaves to give a mark on the right hand or on the right arm and on the forehead. What is that mark today that the jihadists carry? That banner says there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his prophet. Right arm and on the forehead. Already there, isn't it? Every man, every nation, Islam at one time conquered the whole Arabian Empire. They had to capitulate under him or die or be made kafirs and pay the tax, protection money. That is, protection so they won't be killed. But they are secondary citizens. And I watched the movie The Seeds of Conflict, and everybody just loved being under that Islamic Empire. And being secondary citizens. Lies, lies, lies. Propaganda. And he provides that no one should be able to buy, sell, except one has a mark. If you're not under Islam, you're going to be out there in a cave someplace. The number of his name. And here's wisdom. Let him understand and calculate the number of the beast, for the number is about the number of man. Man, man, man. 666. If there was ever a religion made by man, it is Islam. That's the most male religion that you've ever seen. Male, 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 man, man, man. Now, let's get back to what Muhammad said about his beast and his prophet. His Mahdi is going to come out of Syria. He's going to be a direct descendant of Fatima, his daughter. And he's going to have the very soul of Muhammad in him. And he will be a reluctant leader. He'll be 40 years old when he's called to rule. And all these nations will swear allegiance to him when he rises. And all the nations are looking for the Mahdi. They're spending millions of dollars on research and this in all these Islamic countries. Where is the Mahdi coming? The Mahdi's going to come. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. One of the Islamic people stood up in the United Nations and called for the whole world to become under Sharia law and that the Mahdi would come. We can either be heroes or victims in all of this. Heroes or victims. Now the beast. Muhammad said this is what his beast is going to look like. He's going to have the head of a bull, the ears of an elephant, the eyes of a pig, the horns of a stag, the neck of an ostrich, the front end of a lion, the color of a tiger, the tail of a ram, the hips of a cat, and the legs of a camel, and there would be 20 feet between the joints of his legs. That's not a parable, people. Do you think he tried to outdo this description in the Revelation, the 13th chapter? Make it more elaborate? That's a pretty ridiculous looking beast, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I'm not sure that Satan can't pop one out of the sands of the sea. Did Satan create there in Egypt? Yeah, he did. A lot of people don't realize that he did create. Did angels procreate? Yeah. The Bible promised that angels would procreate, especially one. Who was that? Lucifer. Your seed, his literal seed, would war with God's seed. Islam versus Jehovah. Jehovah is God's seed. Satan, the Mahdi, and all of this is Satan's seed. We have it. Vincent, what psalm do we have today for an invitation?
448.
In a few minutes, we'll go to the second half of this. If you're out there today and you don't know Jesus Christ, you've got a chance right now to be saved. A chance. Don't throw it away. You can want to go into this. Do you really want to go into this? If you're out there and you don't know the Lord, do you really want to face this? It's there. Now, this is a warning. This is prophecy. This is what's going to happen. You can ask the Lord to save your soul. Jesus is the Son of God. He is Jehovah in the flesh. Kaiho logos sarx agenito. And the Word, the Jehovah, fleshy became and dwelt among us. We beheld all the glory of the Father, full of grace and truth. And we see or saw God walk in the flesh. No one has seen God at any time but the only begotten God. That one has, being in the bosom of Father, He has led Himself out. No one before Jesus ever saw God in the flesh. But after Jesus, we see God in the flesh. And it is not shirk to say that either. That is the only redemption you will ever have to come to God. It's through the name of Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Vincent.
Does Jesus care when my heart is faint too deeply for mirth and song? As the bird is pressed and the care distressed and the way grows weary and long. Oh yes, He cares, I know.
Savior lives. We know our Savior's there to forgive us of our sins. What's going to happen when that Mahdi comes forward? First thing you're going to do is you're going to line up with that beast. That beast is going to mark all the true believers of Islam with a mark on their forehead or on their arm. The Jisha, the false Jesus, is going to come out. They're going to line up together. They're going to kill all the pigs in the world. All the swine in the world. They're going to kill all the Jews in the world. That's their goal. And then they're going to kill all the Christians in the world and bring everything under Islamic caliph, the caliphate. That's what you got to face, people. That's what you got to face if you don't believe. Our Heavenly Father, thank You for Your Word. Thank You for this warning. And thank You for the gift of salvation so rich and free. Father, I send this message out. We as a church send this message out. That people will hear, believe, and just wonder at Your truth and Your words. You know, Father, I could have used many scriptures to back all this up, all through from Genesis through Revelation. Because You talked about this forever, and I'm talking about this now. Send it into the hearts of those that don't believe, that they will believe, and then to the believers that they will be prepared, and they will know what they're facing wherever they are right now. Forgive me where I fail You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Jim? That's